Families Moving Forward is a Durham-based nonprofit that helps families transition out of homelessness. And coming up on November 6th, the group will present Chefs for Change, a gala that features some of the best culinary talent from across the Triangle. Joining us now is Joe Daly, who is with Chefs for Change. And Joe Daly is the development director for that nonprofit. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. Thanks so much.
Thank you for joining us. Before we go to Chefs for Change, tell us about the work that Families Moving Forward does.
Absolutely. We are Durham's primary emergency shelter for families and children. And we bring what we call a whole family approach to helping families transition from the trauma of homelessness to safe, stable housing. We offer temporary safe shelter, personalized case management, enrichment programming that includes life skills training, workforce development, and we also offer up to 12 months of aftercare. We find that 90 to 95% of the families who transition from our shelter program to permanent housing are still housed a year later. So we are intent on breaking the cycle of generational homelessness.
Now, I understand that the problem of family homelessness has grown in recent years in Durham. What is the current situation?
Yeah, Jeff, it has. In fact, what we see now is about a 450% increase from where we were right before COVID. Tonight, there are 57 unsheltered families in Durham. There are 21 others who are just days away from being evicted. And our 20 rooms here at Families Moving Forward are full. The main drivers for the crisis are things that are probably familiar to your audience, you know, the lack of affordable housing, the cost of childcare, and stagnant wages that just can't keep up. So our program is working to address all of those needs and other needs that families have, but of course it takes funding, and that's where Chefs for Change comes in.
Now, Chefs for Change is coming up on November 6th. What is this going to include?
Well, we are fortunate to have some wonderful relationships with some of the best culinary talent in the Triangle. And the chefs this year include Matt Kelly of Nana's, Aaron Benjamin of Gocciolina, Gray Brooks of Pizzeria Toro, Michael Lee, who owns the M restaurants in the area, including M Sushi, and Chris McLaren of Lutra Bakery.
There's a lot of great names there, and they're, again, representing all sorts of the Triangle. So what can people expect at Chefs for Change?
Well, they have put together an incredible curated meal, multi-course, beautiful setting at the Cookery on West Chapel Hill Street here in Durham. And there's going to be a very lively live auction featuring one-of-a-kind culinary experiences and some wonderful getaway vacation opportunities.
Wow. I can't wait to hear about that because no people are thinking about getting away right now since the holidays are coming up as well. What do tickets cost and how do people buy them?
Sure. Tickets for the event are $200. And, of course, all ticket sales, donations, and auction proceeds go directly to our services. Tickets can be purchased at our website at fmfnc.org. And tickets are available, so please jump right on it.
How much did you raise last year from this?
We were thrilled last year to break a record in raising $110,000. And we hope to do even better this year so that we can meet the moment to help families thrive and exit out of homelessness once and for all.
And you mentioned also that all of the rooms that you have right now are full at the emergency shelter. So I know that this is a paramount importance to raise more this year than you did last year.
It is. It is. We're finding over the last couple of years that families need more and more tools to help them succeed. A lot of families come in with extensive debt as the parents have tried to keep their families housed and meet their other needs and have just fallen too far behind. So there's a lot of need, but we are eager to keep bringing our expertise, direct care, to give folks a new beginning. And we just need the financial support and volunteer interest of the community to make that happen.
Do you find that chefs are really ready to help you out with this? I mean, you got among the five names you mentioned there. I mean, you have to. This is an area that's so rich in terms of food being offered. And are chefs eager to help this cause?
They are, you know, and I'll tell you, the five chefs that we have coming for us this year are, this is an encore performance. They all did the gala last year. And of course, we have other events in the series. We have a spring mixer and we have four different chef teams for that. So we feel very fortunate. I think they're very grateful that we moved the event from December to November this year, because I think that's less stressful for everybody, including the guests, because so much is going on this time of year. But they are incredibly gracious, and the food vendors providing in-kind food donations to help it make it all possible. And of course, I don't want to forget our sponsors who helped to underwrite the event and also give us additional support to really round it out.
Absolutely. Who are the sponsors, by the way?
Well, we have, I think, at least 30 sponsors this year. Our lead sponsor is the Bart Ehrman Foundation. We have the Forest at Duke, United Therapeutics. They all come to mind there at the top of the pyramid of sponsors, but we have so many at all kinds of levels, and it really does take every dollar to make it the success that it is. And again, this is our ninth year for Chefs for Change, and it's a bit of a drive from Raleigh, but I assure you it will be worth it to have just incredible food and to experience the community, the power of community and compassion.
Again, you can learn more by going to fmfnc.org. You can learn more about how you can purchase tickets, and it's for a wonderful cause. They raised a record $110,000 last year and looking to set a new mark this year. From Chefs for Change Gala, Joe Daly, who is the Development Director from Families Moving Forward. Joe, thank you so much for joining us here today. We really appreciate it. Great to talk to you.
Jeff, it was a pleasure. Thanks so much.